Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Good afternoon. This is Shep Carruthers, chief of the Bob and Ray personal staff of announcers. This afternoon, we are covering the parade up Lower Broadway here in New York City, honoring the city's visitor, the Lord Mayor of London, England, Sir Dennis Lawson. The line of march will be covered by Wally Ballou at the Battery, Hank Gottlieb has a microphone at the corner of Wall Street, Ernie Fletlinger at 225 Broadway, and Artie Skirmahorn at City Hall, where the Lord Mayor will be received by Mayor Pelletieri. For special color, Chick McCausland is stationed on a bell buoy out in New York Harbor, halfway between the Battery and the Statue of Liberty. So first, let's hear now from Chick. Come in, Chick McCausland, out on the bell buoy, out in New York Harbor. Come in, Chick McCausland.
Hello,
Chick. What do you see?
I can't see anything but seagulls, Chip.
You see what?
Seagulls.
Oh, seagulls.
Hey, cut it out, will you, fellas? Oh, wait.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if the parade up Broadway has started. Come in, Wally Ballou at the Battery.
Thank you, Shep Carruthers. This is Wally Ballou at the Battery, and I'm speaking...
How's the parade coming, Wally?
Huh?
How's the parade coming?
I don't see any parade, Shep.
Well, maybe it's gone past you by this time. Come in, Hank Gottlieb at Wall Street.
Thank you, Shep Carruthers. This is Hank Gottlieb at Wall Street.
How's the parade coming, Hank?
Huh?
I said, how's the parade coming?
Well, I've been looking for it, Shep. I can't seem to see it.
Well, thank you very much, Hank Gottlieb. We'll try further up Broadway. Come in, Ernie Fletlinger at 225 Broadway.
Thank you, Shep Carruthers. This is Ernie Fletlinger at 225 Broadway.
Ernie, do you see the parade?
What parade?
Hello, City Hall. Calling City Hall. Come in, Artie Skirmahorn.
Thank you, Shep Carruthers. This is Artie Skirmahorn at City Hall. Shep, I have Grover Whalen here.
Good work, Artie. What does Grover Whalen say?
He says the parade was last week.
We now return you to Bob and Ray at Radio City.
Yes, it is certainly is our privilege and pleasure to come here each day at this time.
And Miss Magoon, welcome to the Monday edition of the Bob and Ray Show.
Thank you, Bob and Ray, and hello again, dear friends, everywhere.
Time for our Monday report on what you did over the
it's
weekend.
Time for what?
I say it's time for our Monday report of what you did over the weekend.
Well, of course you know, autumn is here now, and of course, Bob, I gather leaves in the fall. And I put them in books, different odd maple leaves, leaves.
I've seen your collection, and it really is something that any botanist would be happy with.
What?
I said I've seen your collection, and it's something that any botanist
surely
would be happy with.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but you see, I keep these pretty odd-shaped leaves, and I put them in books. And then in later years, I thumb through, and they bring a tear to one's eye. Brings back so many fond memories.
Did you have Chinese food for lunch?
What? Why?
There's a little fleck of Cha Su Din on your lapel there.
I don't think that's a bit kind, Bob.
Well, what
that's
is that?
That's a pin that was sent me by my cousin in Putney, Vermont.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
It's not Mubu Guy Pam.
No, I didn't. I said it was Cha Su Din.
If you think I'm going out of my way to come into this program to be insulted by the likes of you...
Don't get all excited.
You have another think coming to you.
What?
I'm not repeating anything.
Well, look, now just go over there and calm down, because there's nothing to get all upset over
well,
and to start crying about.
I don't mean to seek revenge.
No.
But when are you going to pay me 4 weeks' salary?
Oh, look, go over. We'll talk to you about money after the program.
Yes, well...
Wait a minute.
Right
somebody's
now
at the door. Come in. Oh, there's no one there, I guess.
Come in.
Hey, what
That's
is
funny,
this?
Funny, isn't it, huh? Come in.
Come in.
What's going on here, anyway?
Well, let's get on with the program.
Yeah, first... I couldn't find the bell, so I thought I'd walk right in, fellas.
Well, that's quite all right. Just pull up a sofa.
I'm man today.
Well, come right in. Pull up a sofa.
What
sit for? Down
what
over
for?
Here. Huh?
What for? What do I pull up a sofa for?
Well, don't you want to see a psychiatrist?
No, I am a psychiatrist.
You are?
Yeah, but I'm not practicing right now. See, I had a sofa that creaked if a patient should lie on it, and I'm very allergic to creaks. I couldn't stand it.
Well, why didn't you get a new sofa?
I don't have any patients.
But you just said when a patient
I said
came in
if
here...
If a patient. If I'd had a patient, the sofa would have creaked. If.
Look, why don't you buy one of our surplus repossessed self-tying straitjackets and go on home, sir?
No, I want to be interviewed. That's why I came up here today. I have an unusual occupation.
That I believe. Shoot.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Pardon me, I try to miss you there. It's my unusual occupation. I'm a literalist.
Oh, I never went beyond the seventh grade, so I don't know what a literalist is.
Well, I take things literally. I take people literally. You said shoot, so I shot.
Well, you must lead a very interesting life. Tell me all about it, would you?
Well, I was born in 1896 in Piedmont, Virginia. My father was a snipe hunter, and my mother was...
Whoa, hold everything, please.
Hey, let go of my neck!
Well, you said to hold everything. You asked me to tell you about my life.
You're a literal guy, all right. I didn't mean your whole life, and I didn't mean me when I said hold everything. After this, will you step on the brakes? Hey, look, fella, this is too much. Get lost, will you?
Help! Where am I? I'm lost.
Hey, look, mister, wait a minute here.
5 seconds. 10 seconds.
Oh, this is too
minutes
much.
Minutes a long time.
Cut it out. Oh, for the love of Pete, go jump in the lake, will you?
What's the matter?
You mean so literal. You kill me.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, I didn't mean that. Yeah. No.
Next week, the Little Theater off Times Square will merge with the Little Theater off Madison Square.
Visit our new Theater in the Round off Columbus Circle.
See Don Ameche in the return of Alexander Graham Bell.
See Rudy Valley in the return of Rudy Valley.
Also selected shorts, and here's the man who selects them. Must be a meaning to all this somewhere, but I can't find it.
Who's that literal gentleman that came in?
Well, he just happened to drift in here today.
Yes, well, he had me scared there for a moment.
Had me in stitches.
Do you have any music planned today at all?
Yes, we have the trio with about five pages of an arrangement.
What is that they're going to play?
This is a big thing. That looks like a bed sheet they have this written on, doesn't it?
What is it?
Hello, young.
Hello, young.
Hello, young lovers.
That's lovers.
Right.
Lovers.
All you got out of 6 pages of arrangement?
Hello, young lovers. Well, it's a pretty tune.
Is that from The King and I?
Yes. Uh-huh. Very nicely done.
Oh, wait, I see the light there on the phone. You have a call coming in. Is it Bosco? Hello?
Hello, Bob and Ray. This is Steve Bosco
calling
from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Say, somebody wrote about you
today.
Hello there. Hello. They wondered whether you were going to be taking over Ford Frick's old job.
What's that?
Whether you were going to become National League president now that he's... baseball
well, I know my name is being bandied about in important circles in the American League for the job.
Oh,
but,
I see.
But the thing is, of course, it's the National League who'll have to decide.
Yes?
As I understand it, nobody has come forward with my name officially as yet. I've contacted a few sports writers across this land of ours, and they seem to feel that I'm fully qualified for the job as president of the National League to replace Ford Frick, who got my job.
Hello?
Hello there. Thought we'd cut off for a minute.
Well,
my
now,
job
look.
Is baseball commissioner. Yeah. I never had it. I thought I was going to have it.
That's right. And you felt pretty bad about it Friday, as I remember.
Look, let's cut out all the fol-de-rol. I need money, and I need it fast, boys.
Well,
so I'm going to keep calling you up with these important statements.
You never did tell us what was the matter that you were calling for money on Friday. You were in some kind of trouble, and I presume you're still in it. Is that
well,
right?
Well, it's pretty much the same thing. There was a piece about me in the Sunday papers, I understand. You read it?
No, he didn't.
Don't believe a word about it. It's not true.
Well, we didn't
my
see
side
it.
Of the story.
What is your side of it?
Well, as you know now, do you know where I am?
No, where?
Yeah. Well, look.
Well, where are you?
Yeah, so if you can get me some money.
Hello.
Hello there. I thought we'd cut off for a minute, Bob, right? If you can send me some money, care of the National League, I'll be all set. Because I figure by the time we'll get here, I'll be president of the National League. What do you think of that?
Can you count on that?
Hello there.
Hello.
Incidentally, the pennant races in both leagues are tight as a drum.
Yeah.
A baby blanket would cover the first three teams.
That's right.
American League and the first two in the National Circuit.
Whatever happened
senior circuit, as we sportsmen call
yeah.
it.
Whatever
so
happened
it won't be long now before the Gonfalon is copped for keeps.
Okay.
And the battle of the Titans starts.
Right.
In the fall spectacle.
Yeah. Where's the lady baritone you were going to bring up here?
That's the story. More about it some other time. Don't mention her name to me. Steve Bosco rounding third now, being thrown out at home.
Say, I think you fellows have Jim...
Jim Dandy?
Jim Dandy of a show. Hi, George, I've been listening to you fellows for a couple of months now.
Uh-huh.
And you're doing grand.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Huh?
I said thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Boy, I predict big things to you as quick as a...
Wink?
Quick as a wink.
Yeah.
I always forget those things. That was my big trouble.
What's your trouble, anyway?
I forget those phrases that come in so handy in conversations.
Oh, you mean old adages and things? You mean adages?
Yeah,
and...
like a lot of people call me dumb as something. I can't remember. They say you're dumb as a...
Dumb as a... Gee, I can't think of that one myself.
Ox, would it be ox? Yeah, that's it. Dumb as an ox.
Yeah, I see.
But actually, I used to be sharp as a...
Sharp as a tack?
Tack, yes.
Uh-huh.
But no more. Everything goes in one ear and out. See. Goes in one ear.
And out the other.
Out the other. That's
yeah.
where it goes. I always forget those things.
That's funny, isn't it, huh? Because
yeah.
they're so easy to remember ordinarily. But, I mean, the average person would remember an adage once he hears
I
it.
I know it, but to me, trying to remember an adage is like trying to find a needle in a... What is it?
Haystack.
Yeah.
Needle in a haystack.
Well, you go right on with your show. I'm very happy with it.
Well, thanks for dropping by, sir. Appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah, it's good you're leaving, too, because I see it's commercial time right here and now.
That's right,
time
Bob.
To devote a few moments to our very,
oh,
very particular
I know. You're
going to
talk about Woodlow
That's
again.
That's right. W-O-O-D-L-O.
That spells Woodlow, the new miracle wonder product that all America is talking about.
And no wonder, friends, because Woodlow fills that long-felt want for a product that would fill a long-felt want.
Have you ever thought that you simply couldn't go on unless you had something to go on with? Something that would take you right out of it? Not only that, but would save you money?
Well, Woodlow does both. It solves your problem and saves you up to half the usual cost. Sometimes, even up to 50%.
Today, now, tonight, go to your nearest and say, I want Woodlow.
Remember, Woodlow is three ways better and it's immunized.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.